Good morning. This is Mark Steiner. Welcome back, and welcome to our day in history. And that on this day, on September the 10th, 1966, Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes came out with this number one song on this day in 1966. That was a sound from an era. I happen to still like it. So that begins our day in history. This day in history, September the 10th, a lot did happen. We'll go through a few things and jump right into our conversation. On this day in history, John Smith in 1608 was elected president of Jamestown, Virginia, just 11 years before he welcomed the first African-American slaves to America in 1619. And that's a show we'll be coming up with very shortly. This was a day in 1897 of the Latimer Massacre. A sheriff's posse killed 20 workers in Pennsylvania on this day in 1897, the beginnings of the United Mine Workers. These were workers from across the Slavic areas of Europe and Germany and Scotland and Ireland who came to work in the fields in the midst of a huge depression, striking for higher wages, better living conditions, and the response was to mow them down. The response of the miners was, and the response of many Americans at that point was, to create a new world to oppose both Republicans and Democrats, creating a populist party that became a powerful third movement in this country in the 1890s. And the response of America, some Americans, was to stand up and say we have to have a different world after this massacre in 1897. This is a day on a more joyful note that Bibi Bikila became the first African from sub-Sahara Africa, that is, in 1960, won a gold medal for the marathon. Many people from the African continent, from the continent, the mother continent, have been dominating ever since. On this day in 1976, we lost Mordecai Wyatt Johnson. Even though he was the president of Howard University, he was the first African-American president of Howard University, appointed in 1926, a long story in itself, and became a great leader of that institution until 1960. And on this day, John Roy Lynch was born in 1847 as a slave in Louisiana. He has a rich history. He was the first African-American Speaker of the House in the state of Mississippi and was a leader of the Reconstructionist movement during that period, was born on this day. And many other things happened on this day in history on the September the 10th, but we'll leave it at that today and invite you to go to steinershow.org and check out the rest of this day in history. We'll be right back as we tackle this very difficult issue of domestic violence and the other violence that's in our face in America today.
That illiberal kanji lady, not long ago, in New Orleans, Louisiana, named Marie Laveau. Believe it or not, strange as it seems, she made a fortune selling voodoo and interpreting dreams. She was known throughout the nation as the voodoo queen. Folks come to her.